available slots.
Yeah, there's those two plots on that main area. Now, there's many broken buildings there. Many. I drove all around. But the plots are too small.
You'd have to buy several of them together.
Yeah. And also, they're out of the city. They're more out of reach. They're not in that. That one area is the best area. There's a two-lane road. You know, traffic going one way and traffic going another way with an island in the center.
And all the hotels are there.
And all the hotels are there. So all the top people are there. And that Ford hotel was packed up with foreigners and with local people, very nicely dressed. And this plot is just near the Puri Hotel. So it's a nice area, and the breeze is wonderful. Very nice breeze from the ocean. So if we build a nice multi-story, that breeze will be very healthy. So I have to leave here tomorrow morning at 8:30 and meet with the man at around 9:30, 10, and he'll give me all the names and addresses, and he'll show me some other plots. Then perhaps if maybe you would like to see it the following day, I can drive there and show you the plot as soon as I get more information.
Would you like to do that to the Prabhupada?
Oh, yes.
Have you been to Puri for a long time?
I hope so.
I mean, in recent years, or?
No. Recent years I'm not going because I decided to start another. I got this to go.
I was here during Durga Puja, and there was thousands of people entering that temple. Thousands. I mean, it was just a tide all day long.
Yes.
So I know if we have a temple.
That I went to see before my USA, 1958.
Almost 20 years.
After that,
there's no doubt that if we build a temple there, it must be very, very magnificent.
Some years I went to USA.
Yes.
1966, 65. I think 58 or 59. For 4 or 5 years, that's it. And after 20 years, you know, for that.
In front of the temple, though, is so many beggars.
Huh?
You cannot walk peacefully in front of the temple. So many beggars and no one is...
1920, I came to Govardhan. So I was caught with so many beggars. That time I promised you I bring at least in those days more than 1,000 rupees to distribute to the beggars when I shall come. Well, whatever money I have, I have to distribute. I still got so much beggars to not come. Beggars, very poor.
We could have very big prasadam distribution there in Puri. Right on the beach, we could set up a whole prasadam distribution.
But prasad distribution would be very popular.
None of the tourists who are Westerners ever take Jagannath prasadam. Do they?
No, they put prasadam there.
But they didn't. No.
But that beachfront, if we're on there, we can use that beach as a place to feed thousands of people.
But all the pilgrims that come to Puri for the temple festivals, they'll also come to our temple if it is very big.
Yeah, that's right.
What style will it be? Different style.
Huh?
It will be a different style of architecture.
With balance? That will be new introduction.
Punjab is not a very big temple.
It's not big, but Bombay.
Yeah. That's the same, along the same lines.
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be higher than the Puri temple or less?
We can make it higher for not too much extra cost. The height is not that expensive. I was talking.
It should be because you can see Puri temple from the road 10 miles away.
It would be appropriate if this temple was taller.
That could be that.
Because then it could be seen from miles away.
And Bombay temple was restricted for height, otherwise it was going
to
be...
Because along the road, say about 10 kilometers, they have a sign. Look to your right and you will see Puri in your sight. But they have a sign.
What?
It's a poem. Along the road.
Oh.
They said, look to your right and you will see Lord Jagannath temple in your sight. And sure enough, you see coming up about 10 miles out of the city. That temple. So similarly, if we have a very high temple, it can be seen.
Mm-hmm. Like it
for that.
This is very exciting. This idea of building a pool. And Prabhupada said the main deities would be Krishna and Balaram.
If we're building Puri, will we have Jagannath?
Yes. Jagannath, the Bible, Guru Gaurava.
And Krishna Balaram.
Like yourself.
That will also be very wonderful to have Lord Gauranga on the altar.
Yeah, that's very important. Yeah. Much attention.
Very big deities. That would be good. If they big Gornitai deities.
Huge deities.
Like in Hyderabad. Yeah, that's very big deities. 5 feet.
5 feet. Deity, we can get it done here also. But there is no white stone. Stone is available, yes.
Yes, only, but no marble.
Everything made of iron. Corrodes.
Iron?
Yeah.
Yes. We have to be very careful in the type of materials that we use. Also, near the sea. Would that, I think on cement, that has some effect. We'd have to make it the temple out of stone or marble.
Yes.
So that it will last many centuries.
Yes. Because I have seen all of the cement buildings, within 5 or 10 years, it's finished. You have to put a new plaster. So I think we have to use either stone or marble.
Yeah.
White marble.
That's good. Stone is not so bad.
Yeah, stone is covered with marble.
It depends what type of stone. They have that red stone in Rajasthan, like in Vrindavan. You've seen that red stone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very nice. They're using that in I saw a big hotel in Bombay. They have used that stone. Very beautiful. That red stone that you see at the
Yes. That is very beautiful.
Yes. That Keshi got, that is made of that red
yes.
stone. They're using it, I saw, in one hotel on the front in Bombay. Very beautiful.
What?
In Bombay. I saw it while we were driving in a taxi downtown.
Oh.
It's a new hotel. and they had that red stone. It's the first time I saw it in Mumbai.
But that's not it.
But the building, whatever building we build, would require much maintenance due to the fact that it's near the ocean. Like I've noticed sands, they rust when they're near the ocean.
Yes.
So they probably would have to be painted once a year. We'd have to paint at least once a year. Paint everything.
Everything made of iron, the color.
Yes.
Therefore, this reinforced concrete is not good.
No. Unless it is, we put marble over it, then it's all right.
Even bricks.
Yeah, bricks also fade away. I've seen the bricks have become so small on those buildings, the buildings that are broken down. And those buildings can't be more than 20 or 30 years old.
Are they?
Yeah, I saw one in Gopalpur. I saw one built in 1938 called Blue Haven, and there was nothing left of it. It just, the whole thing just corroded away. There was just a few things left. And the sign, the marble sign is in 1938. So that's a matter of 30, 40 years. There was nothing left of the cement and the bricks. So we have to take careful advice of making it out of stone.
Yeah.
Stone or marble?
In the water side, you gotta have stone.
Yes. If you don't touch a big temple, you'll need many devotees.
Oh, yeah.
Pujaris, cooks, collectors.
It could be a very big...
You need at least 50 devotees.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to take a little while.
Yeah. Big temple names, at least 50 of them.
Yeah.
But I know there'll be no problem getting people.
The thing is, if you start off gradually, as the discussion's going on, if there's a group of people that are working there, maybe some local people will join us too.
Oh, yeah. We'll get local people to join.
Who will make that there? That's the real question.
Gopala tree can grow. Yes. And I think cashew.
Huh?
Cashews, they also grow.
And cow. What about cow? The spider like looks. That is wrong,
right? Some kind of a fruit?
Of course. Evergreen.
Oh, yeah, I have seen them growing on the beach there.
Yes.
Yes. These pine trees are like evergreen trees. Right. I saw some there.
That is
wrong. Yes.
And that tree is very costly, yeah.
Cashews are very fast.
And I was going to a country, Kochi, they loaded, and you see, cashews, black pepper, and lobster. Big cases, there are many. American parks for their export business. Lobster is very favorite food in the West. Oh, they this rock. They take.
My father used to take at least once a week.
Lobster juice.
Lobster and everything. The juice. He used to eat many lobster. King lobster.
It's a big business.
Oh.
In the state of Maine, that is one of their main sources of income.
Yeah.
Lobster. Famous Maine, that state.
The you know lobster locally?
They fish. Like the water.
No, but they farm them. It's become like farming. They raise them in a scientific way.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like the grow chicken.
Yes. All scientists.
And they sell all over them.
They artificially fatten them up.
A piece of lobster is very good.
Yes. With yes. Butter.
Yes, it is. Yes.
They use with butter.
Butter?
Yes.
But he does butter.
No, but they dip in butter. That's how they used to serve. My father, he used to take like that. And lemon. Lemon juice. So also, Prabhupada, when I was in Dhaka, I think I told you that when I was there, they were willing to sign over that land to our society. It's a very nice plot. Yes, because no one is maintaining, and he has no followers, and he knows when he dies, then there's nothing. So he was interested, and not only him, but his supporters were also pushing him to sign it over, and they had agreed, but then the war broke out, and I left, and I think a lot of them have been killed, who were his main finance backers. He had some lawyers and doctors who were donating, but I think they have all been killed, so now he has no one. So recently some of our men have gone to Dhaka for a visa to come back. And he's still interested, more so now.
He's not killed.
No, he survived.
Long life.
Yes, he's very old. I think he's 80, 85 or something. So I have to leave the country by the 30th because my visa is finished. So I was thinking that I should go to Dhaka for a few days and see and meet him again. And see about this land, and also whether we can get the society registered in Bangladesh.
That you can.
Yes. Well, it's a Muslim state, but maybe he can help us. And I want to see if he's really serious, you know, or whether he'll, you know.
Yeah, that good control.
Kirtha Maharaj. Oh. But they never gave him anything. They never gave him men. He never gave him money, nothing.
Not even letters?
No, they never even wrote him. They didn't care.
And
there's still a foundation from 1948. There is a foundation there of a building, which he started in 1947 or 48. And I was very surprised because the building has a frame of steel girders. Not cement, but steel, big steel girder. It has a frame. I think it's about a two-story building, say half the size of Mayapur building, half the size. And the frame is still there. I asked Pancharatna, who went there, if it was still there or whether it was blown away by the war. He said, no, it is still there. So there's already building. There's a stone wall around the property. I think it's around maybe about 3/4 to an acre. But it's in the heart of the city. It's in a good area, a very populated area, but very nice area also. So I thought I would go there and see, and then come back, get a new visa, and then return and give a report. Yes.
That's a Saturday night, a good one.
Yes.
We had to prepare.
Yes, because after he goes, there's nothing.
Mr. Maharaj was planning to extend that property of the Calcutta office. That he would give him that property. And this Amalan would give him this one. This one. I checked it. I approached the donor, the Bali Hari Javinda, that you donated this temple and it is going to be in the hands of Harvard. You like it? Sorry. The donor is okay. Make it inquiry, stay quiet. He immediately wrote to Samaraj that you are contemplating. This is do not approve. He has the donor. So, Krishnamara replied that it is come out in the hands of the donor. I am the trustee. Whatever I like, I can do. Then, there was very strong correspondence and Krishnamara could not bear to be. Otherwise, he had it to give the temple to Mahavira and accept the Calcutta property to belong to him.
So when he could not do that, he just left it?
Yes. He had no spiritual life. Simply you wanted to exploit the property.
So maybe we can save that place.
Yes, if we can do it.
Because still there is 15 million Hindus in Bangladesh.
Yeah.
When I was there, there are many doctors and lawyers, but I think all of them have been murdered.
Okay.
I think the only Hindus that are left are the poor people. But while I was there, the teachers and the lawyers, and the most prominent lawyer was Hindu. Doctors, educated men, yes.
Just see the policy.
But they, I think, annihilated all of the, anyone who had any education, just like that boy who was translating your books, they shot him in front of firing squad. One boy. I printed one book there in Bengali. I think 3,000 copies. The Peace Formula. Who is Crazy, I think. It was about 15 pages. They gave me some donation. Even that Gopal, his name is Gopal Krishna Brahmachari. He also gave me from his pocket. And I printed, we had it translated in Bengali. But then, yes, and for translating. He was shot in front, and not him, but this other Brahmachari, young boy. Very nice boy. His name was Karuna Moye.
For translating.
Yes. For translating. They wanted to annihilate anyone who had any literary talent. That was their idea. Or anyone who had any education. So that after they left the country, there wouldn't be anything. Because they knew they had to leave one day because of the revolutionary spirit. So they thought, let us ravage the whole country and then leave. And that's what they did. Their main attack was the university. When I was there, that was their first attack. Because that university was a very old one.
In yes, I was next to Belgrade.
Yes.
Yes. How things like this has become less than. I don't have any.
Even one man, he was making a plaque in your name in thankfulness for preaching this Vaishnava Dharma. He was making a wooden plaque, and he was a doctor of physics at the university. And one night they came in and shot him and his whole family. This man. He was very helpful to us while we were there.
Only part that was making him.
No, his fault is that he had some education. Anyone who was doing anything, this one boy who was translating your books, he was a very educated person. He was about 30 years old.
Hindu.
Hindu, yes. He was Brahmachari there at the ashram. He was the chief pujari. He joined us. We toured a few areas and he came with us and arranged for everything. And he joined us. And he was translating. And we printed the book. I store it. But then the war broke out a few days after with Ray, so I had to leave all the copies there. When I go there, I will try and find it. Maybe it is still there. Spent about 500 rupees, 500-600 rupees.
What Pakistan has gained by discovering? Actually, we are not here.
By the separation?
Yes.
Of Bangladesh? Or of India?
India.
Oh, they haven't gained anything.
Karachi is finished. Nobody goes.
No, it's a desert. I've been there. It's a horrible place.
Why do you like that?
When I came from Dhaka, there was only one flight a day because of the war. They could not overfly India. So there was one flight a day from Dhaka to Ceylon to Karachi.
Long distance.
Yes, very long flight. So I was number 15,000 on the list. Everybody camped out at the airport. Because of the war, everyone wanted to leave. So there was a line of 15,000 people. They gave me my number. I was 15,000. So we waited at the airport. I said, I can't wait here because the bombs were dropping and the tanks were coming and the troops were coming. I said, I got to get out of here. So I spoke with the commander, and I played him a tape of kirtan. I had a tape, and all the officers, they were Muslim men from Pakistan, and they started clapping. Oh, kirtan, you know. So I asked them, could you allow me to go on board before all the others? There's no use in us staying here. Who knows what will happen? We are foreigners. We were dressed as sadhus also. So he allowed us to go on in front of everyone. So we managed to leave.
What was the condition at that time, general, during the war?
Where? In Dhaka?
Yes.
There was starvation immediately. There was no food in the whole city. I was living on chapatis. That's all we had. Of course, we were very nervous, so we couldn't eat so much anyway. Because there was so much going on in the city. Bombings, and firing. And most of the army, they imported the army from Pakistan. These men were 6 feet tall. They have a certain name.
Jat.
Ratan or something.
Ratan.
Huh?
Ratan.
Yes. Very huge. Man.
Yes.
So in comparison to the Bengali, they were very small. So they were very fearful of these fighters. The whole Pakistani army was made of these Ratans. Very huge men. Very tall.
Yes.
So, there was great fear in the hearts of the people because they're very small. So, and all of the equipment was imported from America. All the tanks, the jeeps, all the planes, all American.
Why American? That's so nice.
Because, against Russia, India was is with Russia. And China also, the Pakistanis, when I was in Pakistan, they have great love for the Chinese people. More when I was there, it was more than the Americans. They liked the Chinese more than the Americans. Because I went to the Karachi University, because I thought we could start some preaching there. So I met the professor of philosophy, and he had agreed that we could give some lecture, but not on Indian culture, but on yoga or something. So the students there were very much, they liked the Chinese. They were always talking about China. So China is also opposed to Russia, so in this way, the sides were taken. But it's a hellish place. It's all sand.
Gotcha.
Yes. Very hot. We used to get our fruit. There was no place where we could eat. So we used to buy fruit and nuts at the Empress Market, very big market.
Naga?
No, in Karachi. Very huge market. They have very good, these grapefruits. They're very sweet there. Grapefruit. You know, like, but very sweet tasting. Very nice.
Yellowish.
Huh?
Yellowish. Are greenish.
Yellow color?
No, they're pinkish inside. Pink color.
Oh.
Yellow skin, but pink inside.
Yes.
And very sweet.
Karmuja.
Yes.
And some sweet centaurs.
Yeah, they're very nice. We ate so many of them. I read in the paper they're having elections in March. No, here. Here in India. They're having, they're holding elections. Because of the emergency, they had banned the election.
In Bengal, there'll be an election?
No, all over India.
So?
So the Lok Sabha, so the parliament.
So Kilimanjaro will be a full election?
No, that's some. This is for the parliament.
So India is not being?
No.
Uploaded. Huh? Just the parliament members,
yeah.
That's all.
Just parliament.
Not the ministers.
No. She must be parliament member.
Yeah, but I don't think she's affected. I didn't read. I just saw on the man's desk. I just saw the elections to be held.
She's from Malaga?
Yes.
Yes.
So probably I'll have to leave on the 25th from here. Because I could only get a 28-day visa from Kathmandu. So so I have to leave the country by the 30th. So I'll go to Dhaka and check everything out, then return and give a report, and we can decide what we should do.
If we can get it, it's okay.
Yes.
And we can, you can start the center there.
Yeah.
That is very good. And when they see that Americans are taking the Mohammedans in their track.
Yes. No, I found them. They weren't so fanatic. The Bengali Muslims are not like the others. They're very nice.
Educated.
Well, I spoke with students.
Well, that educated.
Yeah, and most of the business and industry is in the hands of the Muslims. So, but we walked around like this, and there was no trouble. At that time.
They are above the Bengali language.
Yes. Oh, yes. They speak Bengali.
No, they kept Bengali language, state language.
Yes.
So, naturally.
I was thinking also that Satchidananda Maharaj, he has learned Bengali. So, I was thinking that he may also go with me. Because he knows Bengali, he speaks it. And, he is not...
Take some guitar now.
Yes, I'm going to take. I was thinking if my vans get kicked out of the country because of the customs, that we would go to Bangladesh and take trunkloads of Irigyans and go to Dhaka and Chittagong and some of the areas, the big cities.
Yes.
Yes.
This is a few people asking for Dasha.
Yes.
This one boy is who's been preaching to these two.
Very good.
Doing sociology. And we're feeling.
No Laji before Krishna call. All Laji finished.
Yes. I can. Yeah. You need to stay here, huh? No, I just took this. You want to take it out? You need to stay.
What? More of the Krishna. I'm not the Aishya, sir.
But?
You belong to Orisha.
Right. To Boris.
Boris. What is your pleasure?
Somewhere coming just to have a dozen. This young man here is a student. He's studying for his MA in sociology. He's been asking, he has a few questions. Do you want to hear?
Yes.
If you have some questions, you can ask.
You are a student.
Sir, from the very beginning, I am attached to the society. I am so pleased with
that. Everyone is social animal.
Yes.
Society tells you of love. They say divinely bestowed upon man. So, because we are strongly misunderstanding our identification, we take this society as divinely. But we have got this society that is not on the bodily concept. Otherwise, these European, American, African, Canadian, they would not have come together. This is a different platform. This is a society, but on the spiritual
estar bien, ¿no? Bienvenido a Divine Name, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Bienvenido a Divine Name, Hare
Krishna, Hare Rama. Name is very simple. The Hare, it is addressed, Sambodhan. Just like we ask somebody, hello, Mr. It is like Hara. Hara is the energy of the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is Hari. And Hara is the energy. So we are addressing Hara, Hare, and Krishna. That is our salvation. Nara. Krishna. So we are praying for the energy of the Lord. And with your mercy, kindly engage us in your service. Krishna is not our address. O Krishna. And O Krishna's energy. Please engage me in your service. Because we are in service. Every one of us. What do you want to say?
Sir, I'm a service for that.
Huh?
I'm a government sovereign.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Hey, any one of you?
I am a servant.
Everyone is servant.
No, sir, servant is not a servant in the government of
God. So they are servant. So every one of us is a servant. But this service has not pleased us.
Right.
Therefore, we are seeking other service. The service of the Supreme.
Sir, what is the way to serve the Supreme?
That is another thing. Just like a servant, when he is not pleased, somehow else, with the Master, he seeks another thing. Is it not?
Right.
Similarly, the service in this material world will never please us, neither the Master. Take for example, Gandhi, he gave so much service to his country, man. But what was the result? He was shot dead. So who can please more than Gandhi? You should take lesson from him. But if you are engaged in rendering service to the material world, neither you will be happy nor the Master will be. It is simply a waste of time. Material service is simply a waste of time.
Sir, actually, what is spiritual service?
Spiritual service to render service to Krishna, as Krishna says, Sarva Dharma Paritrajya Mahame Kama Sarvam Guru. That is it. Everyone who is not serving Krishna, he is in the wrong path. Service is person. Yes, unless you are person, I am person. How I can serve you? How I can accept you?
Okay. What is God and Krishna? Is there any difference?
God is person, that I am saying.
God is person?
Yes. Like you, as you are talking with me, I am talking with you.
Sir, you are infinite.
Yes. That you have to understand.
Exactly.
Although he is person, he is infinite. That you have to understand. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Very one man, you two brothers are going that way, many people, that they will be the master. You should know the etiquette. How can I answer so many questions at the time? That this infinite is expressed in places. Krishna says, Maya Tatamidam Sattvam. Infinitely. Everywhere. Maya Tatamidam Sattvam. Jagat Abhakta Murtina. It's like here, in this room. Do you think there is no government in this room? Do you think there is no government within this room?
Sir, I think there is some government.
There is. But there is no representative of God. But it says we are under the government. This is abhasa. The government is there, but it doesn't mean that the Prime Minister or the President is there. Similarly, Krishna is everywhere. But he says, Maya Tatamidam Sattvam, Jagat Abhasta Murtina. Unmanifested.